Welcome to another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you'd like more information or sermons, visit www.brotherjimshaw.org. Please stay tuned to the end of the broadcast for more contact information. And now, here's Brother Jim Shaw.
Okay, people, please pay attention. I'm going to be reading out of Jeremiah. And this is the prophet, the weeping prophet, because all he did was alarm the people as to what's going on. And I believe this message is for us today. Here we go. In the beginning of the reign of Jehoiakim, the son of Josiah, king of Judah, came this word from the Lord, saying, "Thus saith the Lord, stand in the court of the Lord's house, and speak unto all the cities of Judah, which come to worship in the Lord's house. All the words that I command thee to speak unto them, diminish not a word." In other words, he's saying, go to my people and do not hold back. And this is what he says. "If so be, they will listen and turn every man from his evil way, that I may repent me of the evil which I purpose to do unto them because of the evil of their doings." Gang, there is a consequence for sin, particularly if you are a Christian. If you are a Christian involved in sin, don't you know what Jesus said? The devils will come back seven times worse. And here's the word of God in the Old Testament. I'll read that again. "If so be, they will listen and turn every man from his evil way, I may repent me of the evil which I purpose to do unto them because of the evil of their doings." God can't lie. There's a consequence for willful wrongdoing. And here we go. "And thou shalt say unto them, thus saith the Lord, if you will not listen to me," if you will not listen to me, "to walk in my law, which I have set before you." And you know, God's law now is written in our hearts. We do not have to go to Bible school to know the law of God. When you choose Jesus, he writes it in your heart. Then there's a crossroad when the temptation comes. Will I follow God or will I follow me? "To listen to the words of my servants, the prophets, whom I sent unto you, both rising up early and sending them, but you have not listened." You have not listened. "Then I will make this house like Shiloh, and will make this city a curse to all the nations of the earth." Again, God's word is the same yesterday, today, and forever. When God's word is preached to you, when that word gets in your heart, it's a fruit. It's a blessing. But it will turn into a curse because you will be held accountable for that word. "To whom much is given, much is expected." And that's pretty scary, people. That's pretty scary. Let's forget about the smoke screens, the tight jeans, the cafes, the nice worship music. Let's talk about listening to what God says and following his will and not making up your own laws. "So the priests and the prophets and all the people heard Jeremiah speaking these words in the house of the Lord." This is going to get interesting, gang, because Jeremiah is saying this in the priest's house. And you know they think they know it all. And you know they think they've arrived. And here's Jeremiah saying, God says, if you don't turn, you're toast. Let me continue. "Now it came to pass when Jeremiah had made an end of speaking all that the Lord had commanded him to speak unto all the people, that the priests and the prophets and all the people took him, saying, thou shalt surely die." They wanted him killed. They wanted Jeremiah killed for telling them that they were sinners. Isn't that interesting? They wanted to stone Jesus. The Pharisees basically did stone Jesus. They hung him on a cross. They didn't want to be told. Remember John the Baptist, Herod's little cutie pie wife? She was so mad because John the Baptist told Herod, why did you take Philip, your brother's wife, Herodias? Herodias became so mad that she wanted a head. She wanted to kill John the Baptist. We're getting a little taste of it here. Thou shalt surely die. That's what they wanted to happen to Jeremiah, but let's keep reading. Why hast thou prophesied in the name of the Lord, saying, this house shall be like Shiloh, and this city shall be desolate without any inhabitants? And all the people were gathered against Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. It's narrow, gang. Here we go. Jeremiah had some guts. He had spiritual guts. He's one guy. God tells him to do something. He goes right in the middle of the congregation, right in the middle of the city, and he tells the people what God said. And now he's all alone. It says here, and all the people were gathered against Jeremiah in the house of the Lord. When the princes of Judah heard these things, then they came up from the king's house unto the house of the Lord and sat down in the entry of the new gate of the Lord's house. Then spake the priests and the prophets unto the princes and all the people, saying, this man is worthy to die, for he hath prophesied against this city, as you have heard it with your ears. Gang, you know, people are going to want to kill you for sticking up for righteousness. People are going to want to stone you. And we're told here they wanted to get the political people involved, the princes, and all the people. And then you also had the religious people. You had the church folk involved. They wanted to get everybody involved and have Jeremiah killed for giving God's word out. I'll read that again. Then speak the priests and the prophets unto the princes and all the people, saying, This man is worthy to die, for he hath prophesied against this city, as you have heard with your ears. But here we go. And then spake Jeremiah unto all the princes and to all the people. Boy, is that good. That good. Here comes Jeremiah. He's not shutting his mouth up. And I could probably bet my last buck he's not going to back down. Let's see what he says here. Then spake Jeremiah unto all the princes and to all the people, saying, the Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and against this city all the words that you have heard. The Lord sent me. In other words, this isn't my opinion. I'm just a messenger. I have nothing to do with this. God sent me to tell all you people this message. This house, this city, and everybody in it. Therefore, now amend your ways and your doings. In other words, repent and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will repent. In other words, change his mind of the evil that he has pronounced against you. You know, God loves us so much, he gives us the ability to repent. Yes, we can repent, gang. It says in Proverbs, a righteous man falls down 7 times and keeps getting back up, getting back up, getting back up. We're going to stumble in this walk. We're going to say things that we don't want to say. We haven't arrived. No man has arrived. That's why you can't make any man a god. A man will let you down. He'll say something dumb. He'll do something stupid. We're men. We're mere men. You cannot make a man of God. However, God sees a willful heart. God sees repentance. And he's given this city, he's given these religious people, he's given everybody involved here a chance to amend their ways. Let's see what happens. Therefore, now amend your ways and your doings and obey the voice of the Lord your God, and the Lord will change him of the evil that he has pronounced against you. And as for me, behold, I am in your hand. Do with me as you seem good and whatever you want. But know ye for certain that if you put me to death, you shall surely bring innocent blood upon yourselves and upon this city and upon the inhabitants thereof. For of a truth, the Lord has sent me unto you to speak all these words in your ears. Wow. Then said the princes and all the people unto the priests and to the prophets, this man is not worthy to die, for he hath spoken to us in the name of our Lord God. Oh, I think Jeremiah's faith was so strong. He changed the whole atmosphere. He changed the whole spirit of that city. Because, like he said, hey, do with me what you want, pal. Listen, you clowns, you could do anything you want to me. I'm not changing. But if you do, you're going against innocence. If you do, you're going against truth. That's what Jeremiah was telling these people. And you know, it resonated. It resonated. His faith broke the backs of these people. And they said he's not worthy of death. Wow. Well, to me, that's good stuff, gang. God's messenger shows up. Who's his messenger now? It's his word. It's the Holy Spirit living within you. If you know something's right, don't compromise. If you know something's wrong, don't tolerate it. You are not to tolerate sin. If it's wrong, it's wrong. And just like Jeremiah said, do with me what you want. If you don't like what I said, if you don't like that I said sodomy's wrong, sorry. If you don't like what I said, shacking up is wrong, sorry. If you don't like what I said, all this drunkenness and adultery is wrong, sorry. But it's truth. Do with me what you will. We might all have to come across these situations, gang. This word is not just to hear. You know, you're on the other end listening to me read this. It isn't just to hear. At some point in time, you are going to have to use it. Otherwise, it's a foundation built on sand. It's a doer who has the foundation built on rock. Remember that. You know, the storms and the winds and the floods hit both foundations. But if you're just a hearer of the word, your foundations might look good, but it's built on sand. It's garbage. But if you're a doer of the word, the foundation is built on rock. So put God's word into action in your life. You don't have to be throwing Bible verses all around the place. I guarantee you, if you wake up and say, just Lord, use me, you can wait. He'll end up using you in the craziest way possible. You might not know. It might be a huge thing. It might be a teeny weeny thing. But to you, it's huge. And that's what matters to you. Are you going to stand up for what's right even when it seems useless? Are you going to stand up for right even though you're outnumbered? You better. We're told about this in Jeremiah. Let's have the heart of Jeremiah that came from the Lord. He was a true prophet of God. And he did what God said. Let's follow his lead. He's an example. God bless you all.
You've been listening to Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. If you would like more information or sermons, we can be reached at www.brotherjimshaw.org. That's www.brotherjimshaw.org. Or write to P.O. Box 690492, Vero Beach, Florida. You can also call 717-451-9767. Again, 717-451-9767. Thanks for tuning in, and we'll see you again next time for another broadcast from Brother Jim Shaw Ministries. To view more messages on Brother Jim's YouTube page, please visit www.brotherjimshaw.org.